A number of WhatsApp users received a rude shock earlier this month about the new data sharing policy on the app. But is it something new, and is it one that anyone should really be worried about? What's up, guys, and welcome to Antisocial, a podcast by Gadgets Africa, where we talk everything tech and web culture. And as always, I am your host, Wawero Dennis. And for our brand new episode of the year 2021, Happy New Year, by the way, I am joined, obviously, by the OG squad, started by Elphas Onamu, Afro Ambience. Elphas, how are you doing?
Hi guys, I'm doing well. Happy New Year. Hope everyone is doing well also.
And of course, we have our regular, our editor, Saruni Maina. Saruni, how are you doing 2021?
I am doing pretty much okay. The year started well. And here we are talking about privacy again.
Yeah, I know. It was actually, I think so far it's like 3 or 4 episodes that we've been talking about pretty much surrounding the same thing, although it's different brands. And this time it's about WhatsApp. And I think the person that made all this quite public was the richest man in the world right now, Elon Musk, a topic that we will get back to later. So let's start our conversation. We all know that WhatsApp was bought by Facebook back in 2014, but data sharing between WhatsApp and Facebook is actually known to have started way back in 2016, I think, maybe 2 years after they started, so that they could relate to each other. So it's a question that I would pose to both of you, starting with Elphas. Do you think that WhatsApp or Facebook crossed a line in having such a data sharing policy or culture? Elphas?
I think they've been sharing, as we said, they've been sharing data for so long. It's been like almost 4 or 5 years since they started working with Facebook in around August 2016. And at that time, for example, Facebook and WhatsApp are working together, and they gave people a chance to opt out of WhatsApp if you didn't want your data to be shared. So when you would go to update your WhatsApp at that time, it would tell you that if you don't want your data to be shared, please leave WhatsApp now. As in, of course, better in better English or low terminologies. But like for most of us, it was just it's just normal terms and conditions. Accept, agree, let's keep working. I mean, WhatsApp was really big at the time, and you know, it was like a sort of free way to talk to people. Of course, we're using bundles, but it's a different way to talk to people. So now, since then, they've been sharing data, maybe not the same amount of data that they're about to start sharing now, but they've been sharing data since then. So technically, I don't think they have crossed a line. I think they're just on the same line. They're jumping on it a bit harder than they started in 2016. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, before I air my opinion, let me hear Saruni use it. I'm pretty sure I already know. Do you think WhatsApp crossed the line, Saruni?
First of all, let me just give a point of correction to Elphas. The earlier point of opting out wasn't for opting out of WhatsApp, but you could actually opt out from the tracking. Like they gave people the option of opting out from the tracking. So like it was a choice whether you want Facebook to be able to see that kind of data, or you just want it to remain on the platform. Anyway, so now to answer the question that Dennis has asked, I think before I get to saying whether they cross the line or not, we need to understand exactly what is happening here. You know, there's been a lot of speculation. I've seen people talk about what kind of data is being shared. And anyway, I know that we'll get to that in the discussion. But anyway, let me stop being silent and answer what you've asked. I don't think they've crossed the line. I think Facebook did invest a good amount of money on WhatsApp, and it was only a matter of time until they wanted to have a return on the investment. And this is just part of their ROI. So I personally don't think they crossed the line. I think business is business, whether we like it or not, money has to be made.
You pretty much know my opinion when it comes to data sharing, but at this point, I really don't think it actually matters whether they start sharing. Then again, they've actually, I think it was a tweet that Elphas shared with us yesterday. they're really trying to insist that their end-to-end encryption, message encryption is still there and it actually exists, which actually takes me to my second pointer. At this point, let's start with Alphas. Do you even think WhatsApp's end-to-end encryption actually exists?
I actually think it does in terms of the steps that they took to initiate the end-to-end encryption. Even if you were to check, like the way they tell you to check the, what's it called? Those barcodes that they put whenever you're supposed to check if your messages are encrypted or anything, they actually still do work. And there's not been a case, you know, for example, the way Facebook are always being taken to court about how their data sharing and everything. But for WhatsApp, I haven't seen anyone bring up a case that their messages were seen somewhere or sent somewhere online or they're on some other platform different to WhatsApp. So I think the encryption is there, and what they've said even makes sense because they're not seeing your private messages or able to hear your calls, and neither can Facebook. I am tending to believe that that is still true.
But Aaron, let me go to you. Oh, you're a person who really trusts these WhatsApp, these Facebook businesses. do you think end-to-end encryption actually exists?
No one has actually fronted any evidence to show otherwise. So I just go ahead and believe what Facebook, or rather WhatsApp, says. If they say that end-to-end encryption exists, then you have to believe that, because when you look at the contrary, it's just people saying, oh, I think it doesn't exist, but no one has actually shown actual evidence that, hey, there's no end-to-end encryption on WhatsApp. Exactly. So we just have to work with what we have.
And I know right now the three of us are actually talking more like tech enthusiasts or tech experts, if I may say so. But I think to the normal people who have actually been quite influenced with quotes from Elon Musk and everything, takes us to that point. Should people like the normal person, the layman person who doesn't know anything about the data that's being shared between WhatsApp and Facebook and probably even does not care, should they even care even a little bit about not just WhatsApp, but other apps sharing user data with other companies, Alphas?
Okay, let me jump in before Alphas speaks. Let me just jump in on this.
Yeah.
Why are you guys laughing?
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Because I know your answer.
No, I want to actually just twist your question just a bit. You know, there's been a lot of speculation on what kind of data is being collected. And this is what is making people want to switch. So I have actually seen someone say this, and this is the list. I'm actually reading the list right now, that WhatsApp will be collecting and sharing this following information with Facebook: phone model and IMEI number, location where you are at, battery level, your browser, ISP, IP address. Let me finish. The operating system you're using, the time, network strength, language on your phone, contacts you call, text, groups you are in, your profile pictures, status, and much more, in quotes. So I also
and you still think encryption exists?
No, wait. That is someone's understanding of what is being collected. I have also opened WhatsApp privacy policy and what they say that they will be collecting. Okay? So, one, of course, there's the part of your account information, which means your profile name and your phone number. And then when you add other information to your account, such as your profile picture and your about information. So it is true that they are able to collect this information and they're able to share that with Facebook, all right? That part is true. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the messages, which is a big deal, WhatsApp says that they have end-to-end encryption, which means they're not able to see your direct messages. However, the part of the messages that is making people go up in arms is that they say they're able to see your messages with businesses, not person-to-person messages, not messages within groups, but your messages that you talk to with businesses.
Yes.
And I think that is what is making it a big deal. But according to WhatsApp, is that the messages that you share with businesses should anyway not be a secret, because you're not talking with a business and sharing your secrets with them. They also mentioned that they'd be able to see your information, such as your payment information. So I think these changes that are happening, especially when it comes to sharing with Facebook, will mostly involve how you interact with businesses on WhatsApp, because that's the new thing that was not there in 2016. Yeah, you get it. And if you actually look at WhatsApp latest breakdown, the thing that they shared on Twitter this morning on January 12th, they actually say WhatsApp cannot see your private messages or hear your calls, and neither can Facebook. WhatsApp does not keep logs of who everyone is messaging or calling, but they keep a record of the businesses you talk to. WhatsApp does not share your contacts with Facebook. They have no interest with your contacts directly, apart from telling you your contact is on Facebook. So maybe here is a lie, but anyway, you can set your messages to disappear. I don't know why they felt they need to tell us this. WhatsApp cannot see your shared location, neither can Facebook. WhatsApp group remains private, and you can download your data. I don't know also why they failed to tell us this, but I think the biggest change that everyone should be focusing on is how you deal with WhatsApp businesses. It's not peer-to-peer communication. It's not even in groups. Yes. The biggest change is in businesses and how we communicate with businesses. Every other thing that is being collected, whether it's your phone model, whatever, everyone collects that, literally, even your own, even Safaricom collects all that. Because that is the only way they'll be able, one, to track you in case of an emergency, or two, to be able to offer you better services by knowing where you are. Which network are you connected to? Are you connected to Wi-Fi? Are you connected to mobile data? You know, those are usually what we call diagnostic information that is collected. And now, to answer your question as to whether people should be worried, I honestly think these people are just raising alarm for no reason. Unless you are trading state secrets, there's nothing that should be worried about with the new changes. I haven't seen any change that would alarm me and be like, oh my God, what is happening? I think right now people are just up in arms over changes that help them get better ads. That is just literally, that is what I think is worrying people. I don't think like there's anything so severe that we should really be worried about, you know? Like I actually told someone the other day that all this migration, you know, let me say it in Swahili. Watu wanatoroka WhatsApp just because hawataki kuonyeshwa ads ya viatu.
I agree, because, for example, I think one problem that was affecting most of my friends is the location information. Yeah. So, like WhatsApp says, I'm reading like this from the FAQ. We collect and use precise location information from your device with your permission when you choose to use location-related features, like when you decide to share your location with contacts or view locations nearby. Well, you see, like this works when you give them permission. So you can always turn off your location, but for people who travel a lot, maybe using Ubers, and you want someone else to track your location, we normally use WhatsApp. I send you the location. Or for example, if you're coming to my place and I want to send you a pin to my place, I use WhatsApp. So now that's the time it collects the information and keeps it there for that specific time in encrypted format. And then once you're done with the encrypted format, it moves on. It's deleted from their servers. That's basically what they're saying. So if we keep that in motion, then I think nothing has really changed the way Saroni said. So I don't really doubt what they're doing. I'm just like, okay, thank you for telling us. Let's move on.
I think for someone,
anyway, I guess people who are scared also have a point, you know, like there's a lot of jargon that WhatsApp uses that will probably scare people. But my philosophy, and I know I've mentioned this a lot, If you are not trading state secrets, company secrets and stuff like that, I don't think this should worry you to that extent of wanting to move. Like the information being collected, one, everyone does it, and it's not something that should raise alarm, honestly. But again, I know I'm of the minority. Most people right now will just be like, no, they should not be collecting, you know, what now, but anyway, yeah.
I think for someone who's had a very different opinion of a very long time, which among the three of us, I think reasoning with all of this WhatsApp, Facebook, under the Facebook company's umbrella, in the long run, they're just business people. Mark Zuckerberg is a business person who wants to earn money. And if it means sharing whatever, even if it means ending the end-to-end encryption of messages, and it means it will help him get his net worth a little bit further, add a little zeros, a few zeros to his net worth. No. He will do it. So
that is the day we move.
In the long run, I've come to understand, because I also want to earn money. So if he wants to earn money, dude, as long as you're not sharing my messages or my data with, say, who, the military or the government or whoever else, earn your money. And I am good with that. Which now, I think we will go to our fourth pointer. Let's say you are a business person, Saroni or Alphas, and you had a company as big as Facebook or WhatsApp or whichever other messaging platform. Will you have similar policies if it meant adding a few zeros to your bank account, Saroni?
Well, what do you mean by such policies? You know, I also don't, just don't get me wrong, I don't 100% agree with what, you know, these tech giants do. What I say is, I understand them. I understand why
exactly.
They want to know where I am. I understand why they'd want to know which network I'm using. You know, this is the kind of information, because when I put myself in their shoes, I'm like, of course, I'd also want to know what my customers are doing. I'd want to know all these things so that I'm able to serve them ads that they can click on so that I earn money, you know? So, and I guess that answers the question. If I was in their position, I'd probably do the same. I'd probably want to know where Dennis is, because if Dennis is in Lavington, why should I be showing him ads for a shop that is in Kawangware? I should be showing ads for a shop that is right across him in Lavington Mall, you know? So exactly. I'm not collecting location information so that I just have fun and be like, ooh, I know where Dennis is. No, I'm collecting it so that I'm able to show him relative ads that will make sure that he clicks so that I get money. And the moment that we all understand that, I think we'll be less alarmed by these changes. I think we are doomsayers, you know, we just like spreading the information that, oh my God, they're sharing your location. And the first thing that people think is, oh, people will be able to know where I am. But is that really it? Is that really it? Will they be able to know exactly where you are? Or will they just be able to show you relative ads based on where you are?
Oh, okay. So you will share that. Okay. Help us.
Yeah, I think
if you are as big as Zuckerberg.
Bracket. I think I fall under the same bracket, because if the data is going to help the both of us, then I'll definitely do it. Because as we said, even for example, like Safaricom and all these other companies still take our data and they use it most of the time to better their services, so that they know, okay, I am in South Sea or I am in Kawangware, and Kawangware looks like there's a lot of users there, so that's fine. So we go and check, we check ECLE, hey, there's an issue with Isili. There's not a lot of people using Safaricom. Why aren't they using Safaricom? You know, and then they come, they make the services better, blah, blah, blah. And I think that's the basic reason as to why they collect this information. The same way they can collect information to see the phones that we have. Maybe they're seeing, hey, a lot of people are having Samsung. So they sell maybe or give that information to Samsung. Samsung are like, oh, okay, so these people have our phones. Awesome. And then they move like that. And I think that's why they mainly collect this information. I think the people who should be worried are people who are doing shady things. If you're doing stealing, you know, you're doing laundering, fraud or something, that's when you should be worried about other people knowing your location too. Hapo sasa ndo utashikwa, you know. But if you're a regular mwananchi and you know the army is not coming for you, you can just relax, because the vital information that you want to hide is being hidden already in the end-to-end encryption.
Yeah, and I think this takes us to our last point before we run out of time. Elon Musk, I think, is the one who publicized all of this and made people panic, and now everyone is moving to Signal, which I'm pretty sure will not work. So Saruni or Elphas, which app do you think should be recommended more as an alternative to WhatsApp? Saruni.
I would publicly advocate for Telegram. If people are switching, I honestly have been against Signal for the main purpose of Signal was made for journalists who are talking to informers. Signal was made for people sharing business secrets, you know, so it doesn't have that many features. Literally, the app is just for sharing the necessary information and getting out. So I think for anyone who's to actually move from WhatsApp and enjoy an active texting experience without losing much. Of course, you lose the status part, but I think Telegram is literally the best alternative. I use Telegram more than I use WhatsApp as of now. And my reason for not using WhatsApp is not because of all the privacy shenanigans. It's basically because I think Telegram offers a better experience and I enjoy Telegram more and all the features there as opposed to WhatsApp. So I would publicly say, move to Telegram. And I'm not being paid, by the way.
Yeah. Telegram does not pay anyone. Elphas?
Yeah. I think I will also plug the same because first of all, for me, I don't like the UI of Signal. The way it looks when you're using it, it's so boring. I used to think WhatsApp was boring at some point, but Signal is just taking it to another level. So I would also advocate for Telegram because first of all, you can send 2 GB worth of data, which is great. I don't have to send small pictures to people on WhatsApp and people are like, but when we took the picture, it looked nice. Why does it look so bad now? Yeah, that's WhatsApp's issue. So move to Telegram and you have much more freedom of data sending. The only problem I don't like with Telegram is the fact that they have to tell me every time someone joins Telegram. I don't understand why, but okay, I should be able to see when you guys come. So welcome to Telegram. I think it's one of the best platforms that I've used for communication because I don't read Facebook anymore. So Telegram is the way to go.
Yeah, cool. And I think cool. For once, we would agree that Telegram, I think, is one of the most underrated apps in the whole internet or in the whole of this digital era. Because first of all, it's not even just the level of security, but the level of customization that it offers is just out of this world. So if you're out there and you haven't tested Telegram, please do. Also, people joining and you're given a new, you receive a new notification every time. I don't like that. So Telegram, anyone from Telegram who's listening, please.
Exactly.
I think
change. A hack.
Please tell us how you're making for money. That. Because we don't know.
There's a hack for the contacts thing. I think if you disconnect your contacts from Telegram, you won't be getting that, which means you'll only be seeing people's usernames instead of the names you've saved them on Telegram with. And for the money part, I know I've always asked that question. It's also a bit hairy when you think about it. I'd rather WhatsApp that I know is collecting my data to make money as opposed to Telegram who don't have ads and stuff. But however, you saw the other day Telegram said they're now going to monetize, but they say they won't monetize through direct ads, like, so they'll just be monetizing pages, they'll just be putting ads like the way we have on websites and stuff like that. So, and knowing that Telegram does collect identifiers, like they collect identifiers such as your ad ID and stuff like that. So they'll probably just use that ID to show you ads, but not really collect your information to sell, as opposed to what WhatsApp and others do. But maybe that can be a conversation for another day.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I trust Telegram more when it comes, if they have to monetize their own, the app itself, I trust them more compared to Facebook because the level of security that they've had since they started, I'm pretty sure whatever it is that they're trying to do, they'll try as much as possible not to interrupt the level of peace that we already have on the app. And by the way, they have not sponsored us. So we just like the app. It's been a good episode, our first for the year. You can check out all the other episodes that we did last year, I think 8 or 9 episodes, on all podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, which one else? Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else that you can find us, please go and search. You can type Gadgets Africa, or you can type Antisocial, and you can listen to all our podcasts together with this one. That's it from us. Any parting shots, Sarun, your helpers?
I'll just reiterate this, like, let's avoid, especially the techies who are communicating this information to the normal users, let's avoid causing panic, let's avoid being hysterical over data privacy and stuff like that. It's a concern, and there should be a lot of, you know, data collection ethics, if I may call it that. I know there's a term for it, and more companies should look into that. But I also think that we techies play a big role in this panic that is usually caused, you know, a little thing, and we are like, oh my God, they're collecting this, instead of actually sitting back, looking at why they're doing that, and the reasons for that, and then communicating this to the normal one, just to avoid panic. You know, yeah, that's what I'd say.
Any parting shot, Telfas?
For me, I think if you have a problem, don't just directly go to Twitter and look at what people are saying and then jump onto Signal or whatever it is you want to jump onto. If you have a problem, take your time, go and read the terms and conditions, go and read the user agreements and find out what it is exactly that you're hearing, and then come back to us and tell us, I've read and I've seen that this is what happened. Don't just tell us that you've seen and you're moving to Signal or trip to Signal, let's go. My status is just full of people moving. I'm just like, guys, relax, all of you will come back, yeah? So just take your time, read it. I think we have an infographic on how long it takes to read user agreement. So find that and see which one you want to start with. Thanks.
Yeah, I think finishing up, I think that was the funny part. I was actually arguing with someone on Twitter who was like, these user agreements, I can never read them. And I asked him, do you sign contracts without reading them? So it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah, that's it from us. And we will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.